Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text that I have chosen for this morning's sermon is the epistle which was read a few minutes ago. If I were to make a list of things that people believed in that are silly or didn't make sense, I would have quite the list. Now, my list might be different from yours, but that's okay. My list, I would include things like unicorns, the Loch Ness Monster, alien abductions, evolution, and the Minnesota Vikings winning a Super Bowl. Now, the last thing is probably nonsense, but you gotta let me dream a little bit. I would also put on the list atheism, Islam, Hinduism, and Mormonism for the same reason. These religions just don't make sense. Just a cursory overview of what they believe would show you that they don't make sense, that they are silly. Now, while it may shock you, I would also include Christianity on this list as well, for the same reason. It just doesn't make sense. A lot of people would agree with me. Just 30 years ago, 80% of people professed to be Christians. That number is down to 71%. There's a variety of reasons for this decline, and we don't have time to get into all of them. But one of the reasons is that people have become so smart that there is no need for a God. Scientific developments have enabled us to see the smallest atom all the way to galaxies that are 15 billion light years away. Medical research enables us to unwind a strand of DNA and come up with a plan of attack for disease. Because humans have accomplished so much, they think on their own, Christianity and a God is seen as illogical. If people can do all this, why does he or she need to believe in some sort of invisible space God? We're smarter than that. And yet, what all this knowledge has in common is that if you stack it up, if you stack up the medical and the scientific and the physical knowledge that has been gathered and accumulated over the centuries, it doesn't help where it really matters. You could be the smartest person in the world. You could be Albert Einstein or Stephen Hawking. But when you die, you go to hell. All the wisdom of the world cannot save anyone. As the Lord says, the wise men shall be put to shame. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom is in them? So many people who think they are wise are not wise in the ways of God. Astronomers, astrophysicists, philosophers, gurus, the greatest minds that have ever lived have all failed to know God through their wisdom. God is there, not in their wisdom. He's there to be seen, but they refuse to look at him. Look at the baby in the womb that starts as a tiny speck. See the billions of stars and planets and galaxies. Contemplate the intricate design of the human body and know that there is a God. As Paul says in Romans, God's invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. He's there, in other words, The evidence is all around us. But the idea of a creator just doesn't make sense. So it's rejected. A God who created all things in 6 days, a God who made man out of the dust, a woman out of a rib, that's just silly superstition. That makes no sense. Let me tell you what really makes sense. Billions of years ago, something exploded. That something exploded, and over time, suddenly, the Earth and the Sun were the perfect distance apart to form life. And on that dead Earth, where there was nothing living, something came to life. And those little cells gradually became dinosaurs, monkeys, and eventually people. That's what makes sense. Doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense at all. And yet people believe it. The saddest thing in all this, though, is that when people reject God the Creator, they're rejecting God the Savior as well. And this has been going on since the very beginning of Christianity. Paul writes, "We preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles." The idea of a crucified Savior and an executed God has made zero sense for generations. A true God would never let himself be killed. A God who can be killed can't do anything. There was some graffiti found dated to not long after the time of Jesus. It shows a donkey being crucified. This is how little people thought of the Savior. Because the idea of a Savior, well, that doesn't make sense because people don't see the need to be saved. Who needs forgiveness? Who's to say that what I'm doing is wrong? We're all headed for the same place when we die, so what does it matter? Any of this sound familiar? God has given everyone a conscience that tells them right from wrong. However, too many people have silenced this voice of their conscience so that they don't see that they're sinful. They don't see that what they're doing is wrong. They don't see their need to be saved. What they do know, what they do see, is a waste. They may have all sorts of knowledge, but it won't tell them that they're loved by God. It won't show them that there is life in that ridiculous-looking cross. It's true. The cross doesn't make sense to people. Doesn't make sense to many Christians. And if you think about it, it kind of doesn't make sense. God comes to earth. He takes on human flesh, just like you and I, and in his crucifixion, our sins are forgiven. If we were to devise our own God, our own way of living forever, we would never pick what God did. But what does Paul say? "For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." God, in his infinite wisdom, came up with the perfect plan to save us. As Paul says, "The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God." This is how we are saved. And it doesn't make sense. It doesn't matter if it makes sense to us or not. We don't live by what we think. We don't live by what makes sense. We live by faith. What this means is that we trust the word of God, that when he says we are forgiven through that death on the cross, we're forgiven, end of story. It is the end of the story. But for many Christians, it's not. They still question Jesus and his cross. Have you ever said something like, "It doesn't make sense that God would love me"? It doesn't make sense that God would forgive me after all the things that I have done. It doesn't make sense that God would forgive anyone who asks. What about Hitler or my rotten neighbor? To which Paul says, "It pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe." God is pleased to work in ways that don't make sense to us. But it makes sense to him. And isn't that what matters? His wisdom is way beyond ours. And the smartest person in the world is as dumb as a box of rocks when it comes to God. He thinks in ways that we will never comprehend this side of heaven. And that's okay. Because through the wisdom of all your sin, because through his wisdom, all your sins, every single one of them, stands forgiven. So yes, you are loved. Yes, you are forgiven despite the things you have done. Yes, everyone who calls on God will be saved and forgiven. And what you do is nothing. Simply believe that what God says is true. That the foolish word of the cross is his saving power. God's wisdom brings power and salvation. And that makes sense to him. So when things don't make sense, look to the cross. The pretty gold crosses, yes, but only because they point you to the cross upon which our crucified Lord hangs for you. Look at him and see that everything you need is there. As Paul says, because of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. In other words, you are forgiven. You are made holy, and God has rescued you from the devil. And how do you know this? By looking at the crucified body of our Savior who bears your sins. Look at his blood filling up the cup of the Lord's Supper for your forgiveness. For what you see, there is the wisdom of God at work for you. People believe in a lot of things that don't make sense to others, and yet they don't change their beliefs. Some will always believe in leprechauns, evolution, and Bigfoot, no matter what anybody else ever says. I encourage you to take this same attitude with Jesus and his cross. It doesn't make sense to the worldly wise. They will do whatever they can to change your mind. They will call you dumb, superstitious, backwards, out of touch, and any number of things. But that's okay. What doesn't make sense to them makes sense to God. And that's what matters. So look to the cross and know that the foolishness of God is wiser than us. And the thing that seems so foolish makes us wise to salvation. Amen. Now the peace which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.